You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, can you believe your Capitals and Wizards might leave the District of Columbia?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. If that happens, I'm going to stop going to games. I'm going to stop.
Did they move like 15 years ago? Because that seems to be about when you stopped.
I don't know if it's 15, but it's more than I can count on one hand. I guarantee that. It's been a while, though.
I've always liked the building. You used to sit in the owner's box. I remember those days.
I did. I've done that. Yeah, that was fun to do. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Bill Belichick's future, Nikola Jokic's ejection, and Ted Leonsis' plan to move the Capitals and Wizards out of D.C. But we begin today with Draymond Green being ejected from last night's game against Phoenix for hitting Yusef Nurkic in the face in the third quarter. Golden State went on to lose the game. Green said he was trying to sell a foul call, not intentionally hurt Nurkic. But he knocked him down, Mike. So given Green's history, what should the league do about this?
Hit him. Hit Draymond Green hard. And they can say, oh, well, we didn't do it intentionally. We were just reckless. Because I didn't do it intentionally. It doesn't cut it. You hit a dude in the face, and this is about your 50th offense in your time in the league. So, no, it was still reckless and dangerous, and the league needs to be more concerned about protecting all the other players than offending Draymond's sensibilities about what is intentional or not. So this is a question now of leadership at the top of the league. And this is a question of whether Adam Silver and his advisors have the stomach to say to Draymond Green, we know you're important to a championship team. And we know this championship team is important to this league and basketball worldwide, because they are the Warriors. But you got to go. And when I say go, Tony, anything less than 10 games is just awful. And if he said 20 or 25 games, to me, it'd be perfectly acceptable. Draymond Green can't continue to go down this path to choke somebody one month and then to knock somebody out another month. No, the league cannot have that. And if somebody doesn't get that and move quickly and decisively, then there's a bigger problem.
Okay, so Draymond Green has lost the benefit of the doubt. Even if this was not intentional, he is a clear recidivist. He does this all the time. As you alluded to, he got 5 games earlier this year for choking Rudy Gobert, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to tell you honestly, Mike, I think it's on the table that he gets tossed for the entire year.
Okay.
That Adam Silver and his closest advisors go to him and say the following sentence. This is a privilege to play in this league, and you've lost the privilege because you do this all the time. Now, I think that's extreme, and I don't think that will happen.
Right.
But 20 to 25, I would say at a minimum. Here's where you and I disagree a little bit. The Warriors, to me, are not what they were. They're no longer a championship team. They're not the economic engine that they were. They're not the ratings getter that they were. Younger teams, I believe, have passed them. They are 10 and 13 at the moment, if I'm not mistaken. And if the playoffs started today, they would not be in the playoffs. If you toss Green for 20 to 25 games, they won't make the playoffs. But, Mike, I'll refer you to one visual. One visual. Klay Thompson, when this happened, the look on his face said, oh, no, not again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not again.
Tony, by the way, let me just go back to something. They are an economic engine. Worldwide. Okay, so the world in this conversation is going to move beyond, you know, the United States of America, where the Warriors are still marquee top of all of Asia. The Warriors are huge. Now, they're dropping, but no one has passed them in that way yet. Not yet. They're coming. Yes, I talk about this all the time. The young players out there from Oklahoma City and Minnesota and Indiana who are coming. They haven't caught They haven't caught Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green yet, even though that team is not going to make the playoffs. A 10-game suspension cripples the Warriors from making the playoffs, it seems to me. A 20-game suspension eliminates them. They're not going to win without Draymond Green. They can't even win with him. So this is a big deal, Tony. And the question is whether the league feels any pressure to keep Golden State afloat. I think the agenda has got to be more specific than that in dealing with Draymond Green. Let's move to another ejection from the NBA last night. Nikola Jokic got tossed after cursing at an official after not getting a foul call late in the second quarter in Chicago against the Bulls. Jokic admitted his language crossed the line, but didn't think he deserved an ejection. Even fans in Chicago, including an enormous Serbian contingent, booed the decision. Tony, did Jokic deserve to get tossed?
Did he deserve to get tossed? Sure. He said the magic words. He said the two-word phrase that begins with the word mother, which is fine, but ends differently.
Yeah.
Every referee in that league tells every player in that league, can't say that. That doesn't mean that referees toss everybody who does
right,
say
that's
it,
the point.
But they reserve the right to toss anybody who does say it. Jokic said, I said it. I know I said it. So, I mean, I don't know what we're arguing about here. Does he deserve to be tossed? Yes. Next on this thing. I understand why we do this story, Mike.
Yeah.
Because Jokic was the MVP of the playoffs last year.
Champion.
He's an NBA champion.
Yeah.
He's a very, very big star. But he crossed the line in the same way Kadarius Toney crossed the line. Here's my foot. Here's the line. My foot's over the line.
Well,
next.
As you and I know, the interpretation is why we're discussing it. Because we've heard, as many nights as you and I have sat courtside at NBA games over the decades, we've heard it used. And the context is everything. How you say it, was there a wink and a nod? Did you bark it, or did you try to sneak it in there? All these things are open to interpretation from the official.
Yep.
Yes, it's the magic phrase, but we know yep. there's been laughter. We know there's been all kinds of ways to treat it, and the official doesn't have to throw Joker out. What comes into play is that Chicago's got, and Joker talked about this after the game, the largest Serbian population outside Belgrade. And so they are there to see him and booed him getting tossed. So that's all of that goes into the
He knew what
here.
He said. He knows what
he
it
knew.
Means.
He knew.
He went over the line. We move now to a development where we live and work, Washington, D.C. Ted Leonsis, owner of the Wizards and Capitals, has declared his intention to move those teams out of D.C. and into Virginia. Leonsis appeared today at an event with the governor of Virginia to announce the deal. Wilbon, your reaction to Leonsis' plan?
Anger. Resentment. I started this yesterday in an aside late in the show. Anger. What? You got a product out there that's never been great, and it's been in the District of Columbia. And people pay and they come. And this has cultural overtones and issues to it. And so you want the city game. You're going to take this franchise out of the city of Washington, D.C. and take it to Virginia. Tony, people like you and my wife, you guys need a passport to go from the district to Virginia. That's how much you hate going to Virginia. And that cultural context, people outside of this, the DMV don't understand it. You and I do. And so it's like, are you serious now? He wanted $600 million, and that was publicly stated. The mayor, who we both know, said $500 million. You mean to tell me those two sides can't get from $500 to $600? Is that too big a bridge to cross? I don't want to hear that. So maybe it's negotiating. If it's fine, Ted Leonsis has every right to do that. But don't tell me that that franchise is going to Virginia and leaving D.C. Don't tell me that.
Okay, so I have thought a lot about this in the last couple of days since I learned about the possibility of this deal going forward. And I have tried hard to come up with the exact right word to express what I think about Ted Leonsis driving a stake through the middle of downtown D.C., the capital of the United States of America. And the word that I've come up with is villainy. And I will tell you it's even worse because he's a Georgetown grad. And the last time I looked, Georgetown was still in the District of Columbia.
Yes.
They had not yet moved to Virginia. I believe, Mike, that there's a real trust factor, a public trust factor, when you own a sports franchise. And I believe when you own two of them in the capital of the United States of America, it is a sacred trust. And to make this move for money, while at the same time, at least with one of these teams, putting a lousy product on the floor night after night after night, that to me is villainy. I'm going to just go on for a while. I have a prejudice here. I've lived here for 44 years, and you can tell me, oh, the teams, the football teams that you grew up with in New York, they're in New Jersey and nobody cares. And I will concede that. And I will concede that the football team here is in Maryland, though the next stadium is going to be back in D.C. because of this. And I will say this to you, Mike, that if I had the power to do this, that this evening I would put padlocks on every single door at the Capital One Arena. And I'd say, you want to go to Virginia? Go to Virginia now. Play your basketball games at George Mason University. Play your hockey games wherever you can rent ice time. I would do that. And I would also say, and you can't call them Washington anymore.
No, you can't.
They're the Virginia Capitals. They're the Virginia Wizards.
Do you think they're going to be gone? Because I don't. I think the deal, once again,
hope you're right.
If you're $100 million apart and it was $600 you want and $500 you're offered, you can't bridge that? Come on.
I hope you're right.
Are we supposed to believe that? I believe they'll be playing in the city. And so I hear you though. Kudos. Look, I moved out. I lived in the district for 10 years and left. All right. You still live there. Kudos to you, but I know you feel this. I know that's a real,
I do.
Not a hot take. I know you feel it.
No. Let's take a break. Coming up, Robert Kraft has reportedly made up his mind about Bill Belichick's future with the team. What is the word for that?
And how best to describe Ben Roethlisberger's criticism of the Steelers offense.
It would be an incredible blow to Washington,
it would be.
D.C. Honestly.
It's turning your back. It's traitorous. After all, what? Come on now.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Grey Goose, part of Happy Hour.
It's time to trade words with Wilbon. What's first?
The report that Bob Kraft has already made the decision about Bill Belichick's future is blank.
It's reasonable. It comes from Tom Curran, who works for a television station in Boston covering the Patriots. He's covered the Patriots for something like 25 years. He said that Kraft came to this conclusion in November. Again, that's reasonable to me. They've gone steadily downhill, Mike, without Tom Brady. They're 28-35 without Tom Brady. They have no offense without Tom Brady. Bill Belichick cannot fix the offense. Bill Belichick would be better served coaching another team. Robert Kraft would be better served with another coach for this team. There's nothing about this that seems off to me. And, Mike, I don't think anybody will be surprised if this happens.
Tony wouldn't be surprised. It seems reasonable. I hear you. But it's also murky. Because you and I have spent enough time with owners in the past, and they talk about how they go back and forth late in the season. Well, they won 3 games in a row, changed my mind. They go back and forth. And so Kraft can do that. He has a marriage with Bill Belichick. It looks rocky right now. It does, and that's reasonable to conclude. But suppose they go out there, because the defense has been pretty good. Suppose they go out there and pitch shutouts. I don't mean literally. But like 3 of the next 4 games, they give up 13 points or fewer. And you go, wait a minute. I mean, maybe we can tweak this. Maybe we can do that. Kraft is going back and forth. So it's murky.
Yeah.
I believe it happens when it happens. Reasonable is that too.
Maybe Belichick wants to go too. That's not all Kraft.
Yes, that's
in
a great point.
What's next?
Ben Roethlisberger's criticism of the Steelers' offense is blank.
I like the word. I'm going to say reasonable. The Steelers' offense is not as bad as the Patriots, but isn't any good. Ooh, they average 16.2 points a game, which stinks. They're down to a second-string quarterback. Kenny Pickett, who wasn't that great shakes when he was in there, got hurt, you know. But Roethlisberger's been really chirpy lately. A few weeks ago, Mike, I have this in my notes. Remember when he said that Byron Leftwich should be the offensive
coordinator
when and if they got rid of Matt Canada? And, you know, and now he's chirping about how, and there's a quote in this, this isn't what it means to wear the black and gold, and he wants players to grab other players by the face mask and tell them what it means to wear the black and gold. So he's chirping a lot because he's got time on his hands. What does he do? Is he doing a podcast now? Something like that. Go over there, Ben, and become an offensive assistant coach for the team. I'm sure they'd love to have you.
Well, Tony, his criticism is of the offense is comprehensive. I mean, he goes through the whole thing. He talks about the current players and what they're saying. And look, it's also convincing because, you know, Ben talks to these guys. He's still close to them. He's only been out of the locker room a minute and a half. So he knows what's going on still in that team. He's not 5 years removed. So, and then he talks about the history of it. And he invokes all the great Steelers, the guys who have gold jackets in the Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
and it's
so
really
and coach.
Comprehensive. Tony, he goes through the whole thing about what they're not doing and what they should be doing and how they should be reacting. And you go, I'm not saying he's wrong. No, he's not.
I'm saying go over there and coach. You can do it.
Yeah,
that's
he
it.
Probably could.
My words were reasonable, don't you think? Let's take one last break. Still to come, Roger Goodell plans to bring the NFL to Brazil.
Man. And could the lowly Spurs actually upset the Lakers tonight? You tell me if LeBron and AD are playing. You tell me if they're playing or not. I'll tell you whether they could be an upset.
You've been to Brazil. They got a football hunger in Brazil.
Brazil's a hole in my resume. I have never been to South America.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Grey Goose. Feed La Vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 81st birthday, Ferguson Jenkins.
My man.
Another of your many Chicago heroes. Jenkins is a Hall of Famer. He pitched 4,500 innings, had 3,192 strikeouts, 267 complete games, 284 wins, and a 3.34 ERA. Jenkins came up with the Phillies in 1965. He was traded to the Cubs in April of 1966. And by 1967, Jenkins was a full-time starter, finished second in the Cy Young voting with a 20-13 record and a 2.80 ERA over 38 starts. Jenkins won the Cy in 1971 after 39 starts, 30 complete 30. Games.
Come on now.
325
Come on
innings.
Now.
A 24-13 record and a 2.77 ERA. He pitched 19 seasons, but he never got to the postseason. Like three of your other heroes, Dick Butkus, Gale Sayers, and Ernie Banks.
Four, Billy Williams. Can never leave out Billy Williams. Ferguson Jenkins, Tony, I don't know if you know this. He wore the same number as Maddox, as Greg Maddox. So 31 is retired in both their names flying over Wrigley Field. Ferguson Jenkins, you know something else he did? He won 20 games, six consecutive seasons. Now you get a guy who wins 20, and the baseball writers of today want to throw a parade. Come on, man. Ferguson Jenkins, the most accomplished pitcher in the history of the Cubs. Maddox left early. Jenkins did not.
Happy anniversary, Khalil Mack. On this day, 8 years ago, while on his original team, the Raiders, Mack sacked Broncos quarterback Brock Osweiler five times to propel the Raiders to an upset road victory. In his second season, Mack thus tied Hall of Famer Howie Long for the Raiders franchise record for sacks in one game. Now 32, Mack is having a return to dominance with the Chargers. Mack leads the league with 15 sacks. He's tied for the league lead with five forced fumbles. He set a personal record with six sacks against his old team, the Raiders. The NFL single-game record for sacks is seven by Derek Thomas of Kansas City. Wilbon, your Bears traded Mack away in March of 2022.
Yeah, in this rebuilding effort, we got Jaquan Brisker, who's a good player, but he ain't Khalil Mack. And Mack has 15 sacks. The Bears as a team only have 21. He led the whole team for a chunk of the season. Getting rid of Khalil Mack, I understand the rebuild effort. It angers me right now until this day, and it's been more than a year.
Everything angers you.
Yes, right it now. Does. Everything.
Happy trails, Craig Berube. The St. Louis Blues fired their coach last night after a 6-4 loss to Detroit, in which the Blues held a lead three different times. It was their fourth loss in a row, their sixth in their last eight games. The Blues are 13-14-1. They're 1 point out of the last wild card spot in the Western Conference. Berube, 57, led the Blues to their first and only Stanley Cup championship 5 years ago. He was 206, 132, and 44 with the Blues. Previously, he coached the Philadelphia Flyers. Berube is the third NHL coach to be fired so far this season, and he will be replaced by Drew Bannister, who is coaching the Blues affiliate in the AHL.
So he was the interim coach the year the Blues won the Stanley Cup. Their yeah. only one. And in January, yeah. they had the worst record in the league. He turned it yeah. around. They went from worst to first in like weeks. Unbelievable yeah. that season. Now he's
That's why
gone.
He was no longer the interim, because you know, they won it.
Man.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Connor Bedard scored a goal, but Connor McDavid had two assists in an Oilers win over the Blackhawks. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the Bears aren't the only franchise in town where I'm thinking about how high up the draft board we can get. That was a predictable result. Giants signed Korean star Jung-Hoo Lee to a 6-year deal worth $113 million. Is that significant?
He's supposed to be a great player, and you got to keep up with the Dodgers, yep. don't you? You have to do that. Clippers beat the Kings for their fifth straight win. Have they turned a corner?
I think they have, Tony. You knew they were going to get better, but then Paul George left last night's game with a groin injury, so the NFL will put a game in Sao Paulo, Brazil next season. Okay by you?
Yeah, and I'm sure the broadcast crew is going to love being there.
Yeah.
I had no idea there was a big appetite for American football in Brazil. No idea. Last one. Pistons and Spurs try again tonight. Are you smelling wins?
The 76ers are at the Pistons, no. Lakers and Spurs, right. you were saying the Lakers are going to kill the Spurs. Ah! LeBron and AD, game time decisions perhaps, questionable. Trap game? I'm asking, so don't say tomorrow, you said it was a trap game. Question.
You said it was a trap game.
Trap game.
You said. You used the words trap game.
Maybe.
We're out of time. We'll try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Tony, maybe we should go, like, have an appetizer.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.